pinch and a punch for the first day of the month, as they used to say when I was in school, and we would go around pinching and punching everybody. Now, there is someone, I can't remember who it is, some podcaster, and they say something like, oh, what is it? Something really dumb for the start of the month, like bunny, or something, or tortoise, some animal, I can't remember now. Who knows what that means, but the real saying is pinch and a punch for the first day of the month. Thanks, noisy motorbikes.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Something really dumb for the start of the month.
Rabbit. Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2220 of the BFO for Monday the 1st of August 2016. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you everything that's been going on while my brother and sister-in-law visited. Big Fatty No Gentleman Car Report. Hello, returners. Big Fatty, what does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, yo, returners. Today, because y'all, Big Fatty is returning to a life of leisure, a life of horror, a life of, yes, Big Fatty, a life of tootin'. Y'all, I love my family to death, but boy, I tell you what, when you're used to living alone and you have visitors come a calling, Big Fatty visitors come a calling, then y'all, I gotta tell you, it's not bad, but it's just different. And you know, we all kind of get set in our way. Big Fatty, if anybody knows about getting set in your ways, it's you. It's true. Anyway, y'all. Before we get into the weekend, we need to do this. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 1st of August, in addition to being a civic holiday in northern Mexico, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting of the birth canal. Y'all, you probably know him from the Twitty, maybe from the face space, but y'all, it's Greg, better known as Plan 9 on the Twitty. Yes, Big Fatty, at Plan 9. And y'all, he lives out there in the Kansas City. Yes, Big Fatty, and he likes to get on the choo-choo train. He likes to get on the choo-choo train and go on little trips. And for his celebration of exiting the birth canal weekend, y'all, he's gotten on the train. Big Fatty, what if people go and break into his house? Well, you know, we have so many criminals that, you know, that's a large portion of the BFO audience are the criminals. Yes, Big Fatty. He is on the choo-choo train, went up to the Chicago. Big Fatty, Diggle's not there. It's true. Y'all, I don't know what he did up there. Don't know if he went with anyone, but y'all, he went. Y'all, he was a 1%er. He was a 1%er for his birthday. He traveled first class, and y'all, the only bad thing that he mentioned was that the dining car ran out of food. Big Fatty, how do you eat? I don't know, unless you pack away some cheese and crackers or something like that in your valise. Anyway, y'all, if you see Greg Plan 9 on the Twitty or the face space, Big Fatty, what does that Plan 9 mean? I don't have any idea. Maybe he'll call in and tell us. Big Fatty, don't count on it. But y'all, if you see him on the Twitty or the face space, y'all, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that the conductor stops that choo-choo train and send somebody to go get him a big old piece of cake. Y'all, now the last time I spoke to you, because I pre-recorded the fright. And I want to thank everybody who sent me some voice letters for some content. Yes, Big Buddy, you always need content. The last time I spoke with you was a Wednesday night, and y'all, Wednesday night, I did the two little shows, and then I watched the Big Brother, they had the power veto, and it was not used on the candidates, and y'all, it was that Frank, he had seen the meat. He had just seen the meat when the power of veto wasn't used on him. Y'all, that is a buffet, a lunch buffet that we had on Sunday. I'll tell you more about that in a little while. But y'all, Thursday and a full right at the coal mine, y'all, it was a relatively quiet time of full right. Larry Cly and old Veda, they were both off that day. But y'all, let's go back to Thursday, because y'all, that's when my brother and sister-in-law were due in here at the villa. And y'all, they had called me and said, oh, looks like we'll be in about 6 p.m. in the evening. I said, thank you for calling. So y'all, I probably could have recorded the for right little show, I'm just glad I had it in the can. I had it in the can. Yes, McCready. My niece came out here to the villa after they had arrived, and y'all, then we all went and we had supper. We had supper here at the little area near the villa. Dr. Stone's been to it. The Irish pub, and Big Fatty had a prime rib sandwich, and I don't remember what everybody else had, but y'all, it's good, and we came back here to the villa, and y'all, then they decided that they wanted to go bowling. And, you know, my niece, she likes to bowl, and my brother and sister-in-law, they go bowling also. And so, y'all, I said, no, I will not go bowling. And so, y'all, I stayed here at the villa, and they went and they bowled for a few hours. And, y'all, I went to bed. I went to bed after watching the Big Brother live a little show, and y'all, Frank indeed had seen the meet, and he was out the gate, y'all, they've introduced some the secret room now, y'all, it was interesting. Now they can go for the next few weeks. They can win a round trip right back into the house if they have a round trip ticket. And y'all, they had to go in through a secret passage through a phone booth or something. I don't exactly know the whole thing, but y'all, that Paul, that crazy Paul, with the crazy haircut, that he's talked Paulie into getting also. Yes, Big Betty, he found the secret room. He figured out the puzzle. And y'all, it was, I have to give him credit, it was pretty tough puzzle to figure out, but he figured it out, and, he got in the secret room first, but, you know, then everybody got in the secret room, and they all, got an envelope, and y'all, once they're evicted, if they have a round trip ticket, they can go back in for the next, it was last week and the next 3 weeks. But, anyway, Y'all for right good morning, y'all. I got up and I cooked sausage biscuits for the brother and sister-in-law and Corfree. And y'all, they had said, oh, we've got a present for you. Y'all, they had bought a ceiling fan for their basement, but y'all had hung down too low. So they decided, well, we'll give it to Big Fatty. I said, don't bother giving it to me unless you're going to install it. They said, oh, installation included. It was kind of a self-serving gift because y'all, they stayed in the guest room and they installed it in the guest room. And, you know, they like to have the air blowing on them. And Big Fatty, you like the air blowing on you too. It's true. I do. But y'all, the Friday morning, they installed the ceiling fan in my guest room. Big Fatty, Dr. Stone might actually come back and visit again. It's true. And Jay the Haunt Cub and Ron will get to experience that in October when they come. But yes, Big Fatty. So they did that. And y'all, it was evidently fairly easy to do. And my brother said, well, if you want to go get another one to install in your studio office, we'll get it put in on Sunday morning. And y'all, I left work on for right afternoon, and y'all, I went right to the Home Depot, and y'all, I got me the exact same fan. I came home and took a picture. I took a picture of the box, y'all, it's the Hunter fans. And anyway, oh, let me back up. Speaking of Hunter, y'all, I came home on Thursday afternoon, and they had gone. No, yes, this is before they got before they had come in. And y'all, there was I was bringing in my recycling bin because they had come pick the recycling up. And y'all, this young man, I'd say in his mid to late 20s, probably late 20s, maybe early 30s, walked over and said, hi, me and my wife are moving in right here Saturday morning. And y'all, his name is Hunter. Hunter and his wife, I met her Sunday morning. I don't remember. It's like Jesse or something like that. But Hunter was just as nice as he could be. Y'all, I was real impressed. He initiated conversation and everything. Y'all, I didn't even know the people. That's not directly behind the villa, but it's one house over from being directly behind the villa. I didn't even know those folks had moved out because, you know, we share back doors. Big Fatty, stick it out your back door. I did that. I sent it to Toppy. Yes, Big Fatty, it was vulgar. Anyway, he came over and we chatted probably, oh, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes. And just as nice a young man as he could be. And his wife was just as nice as she could be. So, maybe Big Fatty, you're not going to get in this. But no, I know that. Y'all, my brother and sister-in-law, after they installed the fan, y'all, they've been talking about moving to Charleston in the next few years and all. And so y'all, they had contacted a real estate agent and they went out and looked at some homes just to kind of get a feel of what areas in town they might want to live in and everything. And see what you get for your duckies over here in Charleston. And so they were doing that, and night, I got the fan, and y'all got some Roundup to kill those weeds. You know that Casey in Denver had suggested the Roundup, and y'all, I sprayed it on Saturday afternoon, and they seem to be starting to die. but anyway, Friday night, y'all, my niece works at a restaurant here, but she's never eaten at it. And so, y'all, we went to her restaurant Friday night, and she did all the ordering. She wanted to know what different things tasted like so she could recommend it to different folks. And we did that, and y'all, then we came back here to the villa, and y'all, we played a card game called Hand and Foot. And it's kind of like canasta, except you have two hands that you have to play. And we played partners, and my niece and brother beat the living hell out of me and my sister-in-law. Yes, Big Betty, you just didn't do well at all. Well, we did well the first hand, but that's about it. Then for right night, y'all, they decided they wanted to do some drinking. And they started drinking at dinner. And y'all, then it was like, oh, let's open this bottle of wine. Oh, let's have some gin. And y'all, as I told my brother and sister-in-law when they finally went to bed that evening, y'all are hammered, and y'all they were indeed hammered. Then on Saturday morning, got up, and they were going out with friends of theirs on a sailboat, and then what they were going out to the beach, and then to get some dinner on Friday night. No, on Saturday night. This was on Saturday, and y'all, I'm just not a water person. I did not go on the sailboat nor go to the beach with them, and I decided not to join them for dinner. And y'all, I thought, well, maybe I'll go out to the Connections. I thought I might go to the Connections, but y'all, I got a call from my friend. We'll call him Bill. Big Fatty, why are you calling him? That's his name. Oh, okay. And he said that the air conditioning had gone out at the Connection. So y'all, that I had told Durwood and Granny I probably wouldn't be out, and y'all, that confirmed it. And so y'all, I didn't need to go suffocate at the Connections. Then they came back, and y'all, I think they were worn out, and the sun had just drained all the juice out of them. And y'all, they were in bed by 10:15 Saturday night. And then Sunday morning, we got up and had our coffee and a little cinnamon roll. And y'all, we got the second fan installed here in the studio. Y'all, it makes all the difference in the world. Oh my gosh, the studio was always a little warm, and I'd just sweat. And y'all, it is lovely in here now, and so it's just lovely. Y'all, then we went and we had a lunch with my brother and sister and my niece, and then my sister's aunt and cousins were in town, so that we all got together. And y'all, they got on the road, and y'all, I went to the Total Wine and got four bottles of Moose Pea wine, and now, y'all, I'm washing my dirty underpants. Big Betty, you don't wear underpants. And that was the weekend. Big Betty, you forgot to tell them you went shopping on Saturday. Oh, Dick, I see. You're right, I did. Let me just write that on my list here. Y'all, I went shopping on Saturday. I guess I'll just have to tell you a little bit more about that on tomorrow's little show. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely lovely first day of August. Did you remember to say rabbit when you woke up on Monday morning? Big Betty, a pinch and a punch. It's true. And y'all, at the beginning, speaking of a pinch and a punch for the first day of the month, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that little Aussie battler. And Scotty, what do you think about what did you think about the August the 1st little show?
Something really dumb for the start of the month.
Oh, Big Betty, he's got it all figured out. Yes.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.